Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A freeze warning continues. A red flag warning begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon. Bright sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 67. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 48. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 79. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The Cherokee County Sheriff's Office is investigating an incident at a construction site that left one person dead.
Shortly before 11 Monday morning, emergency crews responded to Southwest 90th Street and Southeast Wyandotte Road east of Crestline. Cherokee County Sheriff's deputy said an excavator was unloading lumber from a semi-truck when it shifted, landing on the driver of the semi-truck who had gotten out of the vehicle. Authorities identified the driver as Scott Lang, 50, from Thornfield, Missouri. He was pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Lou Flores.
Governor Laura Kelly announced Tuesday that Kansas will get more than $17 million to help secure the state's energy grid. The investment combines $12 million from the U.S. Department of Energy's Grid Resilience Grant Program and $5.8 million in state funds. 11 projects will share the funds, including the cities of Garden City, Pratt, Blue Mound, Anthony, Horton, and Attica. Pioneer, Arc Valley, and Heartland Rural Electric Cooperatives will also receive funds. This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26.
Happy birthday!
And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
What you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. According to the Kansas Forest Service, weather and drought conditions have set the stage for potentially one of the worst wildfire years Kansas has seen in a long time. So the service offers quite a few suggestions to prevent a spark from becoming a wildfire, and some of those suggestions could affect Kansas farmers, as one of which is to temporarily halt harvesting. The Kansas Forest Service attributes the heightened risk to three main factors: the drought, the Tuesday night freeze, and a wet summer. Rodney Redinger with the Kansas Forest Service said water sources that firefighters could use to combat flames are largely reduced or gone, and the dry weather makes tree lines, which would usually provide some protection against wildfires, burn faster. He said once it freezes, extra growth from a wetter summertime also creates increased fuel, and all these variables combined creates a perfect storm for wildfires. If a farmer can't stop their harvest, the Kansas Forest Service has other suggestions, like parking vehicles away from tall grass, holding off on controlled burns, and always ensuring you have a fire extinguisher nearby. And they said that that can go a long way in saving property and lives. Medicare open enrollment is now open and continues through December 7, 2024. And this period is the opportunity for Kansas seniors to change their Medicare benefits if they determine action is necessary. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, M.D. of Kansas, has launched a new webpage, marshall.senate.gov/medicare-open-enrollment, to help Kansas seniors navigate the Medicare open enrollment season. And Kansas seniors can use this webpage to research Medicare benefit plans, find resources for benefits counseling, learn about avoiding scams, and read about other important information related to Medicare open enrollment. Senator Marshall said their office stands ready to point Kansas seniors in the right direction this Medicare open enrollment season. He said if seniors are happy with their plan, they can keep it without doing anything. However, for seniors who want to change their Medicare coverage, now is the time. He encourages seniors to do their research, take their time, and consult with their doctor, local hospital, and community pharmacist about how changes will impact their care. Kansans can utilize the available state and federal Medicare resources and ask them questions, as taking these steps will ensure that you pick the plan that is best for you. Kansas seniors with questions about open enrollment or Medicare in general can call Senator Marshall's Salina office to speak with a casework specialist at 785-829-9000 or visit his website at marshall.senate.gov for more information. A proclamation approving updated drought declarations for Kansas counties has been signed by Governor Kelly, with her saying that the drought conditions have persisted across the state through the summer season, and Kansans are continuing to see the effects. With conditions expected to remain dry throughout the fall, Kansans should consider their water usage and take extra care to prevent wildfires. The drought declaration placed 3 counties in emergency status, 55 in warning status, and 47 in watch status, and Connie Owen, the director of the Kansas Water Office and chair of the governor's drought response team, recommended the action. Although recent rainfall provided widespread drought relief, this relief was short-term, with many areas experiencing below-average rainfall for several months. Forecasts indicate that drought will persist and expand across most of the state through October and into the winter. This proclamation will remain in effect for the counties identified until rescinded by a proclamation ending the declaration or revising the drought stage status of the affected counties. Locally, Cheyenne, Decatur, Graham, Phillips, Sheridan, and Norton counties are in a drought warning. The governor's drought response team will continue to watch the situation closely and work to minimize the negative drought-induced effects on Kansans. In Nebraska news, the Buffalo County Sheriff's Office is investigating the circumstances surrounding a death, explosion, and fire at a rural cabin south of Shelton. Firefighters and law enforcement were called at around 5:22 on Tuesday morning to a fire south of Shelton after receiving reports of an explosion and fire. Law enforcement reported that while on the scene, they found a body they believe is an adult man, and that person was found dead inside the remains of the cabin. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Office, the investigation into the cause of the fire and death of the individual is ongoing, and no other occupants were believed to be in the cabin at the time of the explosion and fire. The cabin was destroyed. From preliminary investigations, foul play is not suspected. The identity of the victim has not been confirmed, and the investigation continues. The Nebraska Supreme Court will issue a ruling today that could impact the November election, as the court will decide whether felons who recently completed their sentences can register to vote. In 2005, Nebraska lawmakers voted to restore felons' voting rights 2 years after they served their sentence, and this year, the legislature passed a law removing the 2-year waiting period. The Voting Rights Restoration Coalition estimates that at least 7,000 Nebraskans became eligible to vote under the new law. However, in July, Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers issued an opinion saying that both laws were unconstitutional. He said only the Board of Pardons, which is made up of the governor, the attorney general, and the secretary of state, have authority to restore a felon's voting rights. Secretary of State Bob Evnen then directed county election officials to stop letting felons register to vote, citing the AG's opinion, though he has not removed people with felony convictions from the voter rolls. The American Civil Liberties Union of Nebraska filed a lawsuit accusing Evnen of overstepping his bounds by nullifying a state law, and the lawsuit asks the Supreme Court to order him to allow felons to register again, and it's not clear whether the court will rule only on whether Evnen exceeded his authority or also on the broader constitutional question. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Governor Kelly announced that nearly $31.5 million will be awarded for 31 projects in communities across Kansas to create safer, more walkable, and bike-friendly routes through the Transportation Alternatives, or TA, program. The competitive grant program administered by the Kansas Department of Transportation and provided by the Federal Highway Administration is currently the primary source of the Kansas Department of Transportation funding for bicycle and pedestrian projects statewide, including safe routes to school. The program also funds transportation projects of a historical nature and scenic and environmental projects, including Main Street beautification projects. Since 2019, under the Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, also known as EIKE, the Kansas Department of Transportation has awarded more than $95 million for 122 TA projects, benefiting both urban and rural communities. Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said this year's announcement marks the largest grant funding the state has awarded since the launch of the federal program. The TA project selected to receive an award includes the City of Phillipsburg for sidewalks and crosswalk projects to school in the amount of $763,124. The Kansas Department of Transportation is hosting a public open house from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. on Monday, October 21st, for the upcoming reconstruction of 3.5 miles of U.S. 281 and the replacement of the North Fork Solomon River Bridge near Portis in Osborne County. The event will be held at the Portis Community Center, located at 206 Market Street in Portis, and the Kansas Department of Transportation and project staff will provide a project overview starting at 5:30 p.m., with design plans and detour information available for review. The project is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, and construction is scheduled to begin in January 2025. Anyone who requires special assistance or accommodations to attend the meeting should contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Information Officer, Lisa Moosman, at 785-874-8107. Kansas is home to an abundance of beautiful natural resources, with the most vital of these being water. So the Kansas Water Office is accepting water photos to be featured in conjunction with the 2024 Governor's Conference on the Future of Water in Kansas in November. The photos need to pertain to water or water use in Kansas, and examples include all bodies of water, irrigation, agriculture, recreation and fun, or other water infrastructure. The top-winning photo from each category will win a cash award and be featured at the 2024 Governor's Water Conference, and the winners will also be featured in several of the Kansas Water Office publications throughout the year. November 1st is the deadline to submit the photos. Student research will also continue to be a feature during the conference, and undergraduate and graduate students are invited to submit abstracts on their water-related research to be presented as posters. Any research that involves water quantity, quality, or water education is eligible, and cash awards are available. The submission deadline is November 4th, and more information can be found at kwo.ks.gov. For more information about both contests, as well as a draft conference agenda and speaker bios, you can visit the Governor's Water Conference page at kwo.ks.gov under the News and Events section. A memorial service for Floyd Merlin Collip, known as Lynn or Doc, will be held at the Norton Christian Church on Saturday, October 19th at 10:30 a.m., and a luncheon will follow at the church. A private burial was held at Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. In lieu of flowers, suggested memorials include the Norton Regional Health Foundation, the Norton Christian Church, or Valley Hope Foundation. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have Western bean bake, cheese stick, corn, pears, cornbread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken nuggets or chef salad with whipped potatoes and country gravy, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be sub sandwich, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with the high near 67 and breezy, with a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 20 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with the low around 48 and breezy, with a south wind around 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Thursday, there'll be areas of blowing dust after 3 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with the high near 79 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, there'll be areas of blowing dust before 10 p.m. Should be partly cloudy with a low around 55 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 50 miles per hour on Thursday night. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 77 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Saturday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 68. On Sunday, a 30% chance of showers, should be partly sunny with a high near 69. On Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 70. And on Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 74. Currently, with fair skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 60%. The wind speed is south at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.45. The dew point is 19 degrees. And the current wind chill is 24 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:18. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State women's basketball enter the 2024-2025 season ranked 13th among the preseason Associated Press Women's Basketball Top 25 poll. The Wildcats, who were voted as the Big 12 favorites in the preseason Big 12 coaches poll and are ranked in the AP preseason poll for the fourth time in program history and the first time since 2004-2005. This was K-State's highest preseason AP ranking since the opening of the 2003-2004 season, where they ranked 5th. K-State ended the 2023-2024 season ranked 19th in the final AP poll after beginning the season unranked. They were ranked for 19 consecutive weeks in both the AP and coaches polls to finish last season. The Big 12 had three other teams in the preseason poll, with Iowa State at 8, Baylor at 12, and West Virginia at 16. K-State will be led by Aoka Lee, the preseason Big 12 Player of the Year, Serena Sundell, the preseason All-Big 12 selection. The Wildcats open the season with an exhibition match against Washburn on Wednesday, October 30th in Bramlage Coliseum at 6:30 p.m. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Thank you. It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.